Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We are so glad to have you here on this Fusion Sunday. If this is your first or you have been here many of times, we are glad you have found your way to this worshiping community. As a Fusion Sunday, it means that we are fusing together intergenerational worship and all sorts of opportunities wherever you are in your faith journey to participate in worship. That also means we have the joy of having our children with us in worship for as long as they are wanting to be present with us. And so we ask that if you are sitting by a younger person, that you might help them participate in worship fully by holding a hymnal where they can see it, passing the offering plate, and also encouraging children to share in prayers of joy and concern. This is also Social Media Sunday, so I assume that everyone who is on their smartphones this morning is participating in Social Media Sunday and not checking the score of the Bills game. So I'll just put that out there. I will assume, Grace, that you are tweeting and Facebooking the service today. All right. A note about next Sunday, a great celebration going on here in worship. It will be All Saints Sunday, and we will also be celebrating the Reverend Bob Kaiser and Reverend Carol Ann Strawbridge as we welcome and honor them with the status of Pastor Emeritus and Pastor Emerita, and I believe Irene had an announcement about that as well.
Good morning. I'm Irene Ward, and I'm coming as part of Public Worship Committee. And as part of the celebration next week, we're going to have cake, and we'd like to have some homemade cookies. So if anybody would like to donate a batch of cookies, please see me after church. We'd love to have some of your good homemade cookies. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Roy.
We're coming up to the busy season for choir, and I'd like to put a call out for anyone who's interested in singing with us during our big Music Sunday, which is going to be the 22nd of November, or for Advent as we prepare for the Christmas season. If you'd like to join the choir, we're going to have an extra rehearsal after worship November 8th in the Adult Lounge, and if getting up early in the morning is an issue, we're running a special where next week we'll feel like you get to sleep in an hour late.
Thank you. Katie.
I was told that to make this announcement, I had to sing, dance, and throw donuts at people. I didn't come prepared, so I'm just going to keep it simple today. I wanted to thank everybody who came yesterday to help with the church fall cleanup. It was super great. We finished in under 3 hours, I think. It looks nice. And also thank you to those people who didn't necessarily come yesterday but have offered their help beforehand and independently on their own time. Thank you so much.
Linda.
I just would like to make sure that by now you should have received your letter and the pledge card. If you haven't, they are in the rack outside the sanctuary. Our pledge Sunday, or our stewardship Sunday, is November 8th, so please bring them with you at that time. If you need any more information, just see me.
Good morning. Bridget Wohlers, I have a message from Session. We would like to invite all the congregation to join us for a presentation and discussion of the new governance structure. That time together is going to be November 3rd. That's a Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:15, and it will include the opportunity for question and answers also. So we would love to see everybody there. Those of you who are on committees now, you'll notice that that's mega meeting night, so check with your chairperson of your committee to see if there's an alternate meeting time for that. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Three Musketeers up here. We don't do things one at a time. I'm Sue Mancini, and the two co-chairs of the Church Mouse Bazaar are behind me, Kathy and Linda. I'm here today to tell you a little bit about how this got started. 38 years ago, Bob Kaiser approached me, and almost all of you here know Bob Kaiser as one of our pastors from years behind. he came up to me and he said, "Sue, is there any way that we can, that you can think of something that we can add money to our budget so that we have more income? Does that sound familiar?" And I thought and thought, and being a crafter, I said, "What about if we have a craft show?" He says, "Okay, do you want to run with that?" So I did. As a crafter for 40 years, I started the Lunch Bunch, which is still going after 38 years, under different chairmanship, but it's still going. And we started making things ourselves to sell. Well, the income from that was not what we wanted it to be. So I said, "How about getting outside people to come in here, buy a space, and sell their handcrafted items?" So that's how the Church Mouse Bazaar got started. It is now 38 years old this year, same age as me. And we are very proud of the fact that we have two new chair people. We're running with some different ideas, but it can't move and it can't grow without you signing this sheet that's in the bulletin today. Everyone here, everyone who's sitting on these pews can do a job, all the way up to these little people. The only ones I'm excluding are the tiny tinies that come up for the children's sermon. Other than that, all of you can help. Even George. George can help too. Thanks for signing up. Thank you.
I just want to say that the craft show is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, November 21st. Runs from 9:30 to 3:30.
We'll start calling you the Three Mouseketeers then. Oh, I get two jokes in worship. I think I'm done now. Also, a note, if you are looking for me after worship, after I have greeted everyone, I will be just scooting out. We have a birthday to celebrate today. But now let us bring our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God. Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Listen, God is calling. Look, God is revealing. Go, God is guiding. We will follow in faith and worship God.
That invitation is for all of us to listen. God's word is offering comfort and joy and forgiveness for each one of us. Let us bring our prayer of confession before God and one another. We give a lot of lip service, saying we follow you, God. The truth is, our actions don't always match what we say. When people cry out for support, We try to shut them up. We walk on by. We push people aside. Jesus, have mercy on us. May your Spirit transform us, your broken people, into your holy church. Take heart. Get up. Jesus is calling to us. Through Christ, we are one body, where all parts are welcome and celebrated. You guys come over here, and any other children who are in worship are welcome to come forward at this time. Morning. Okay, we're not going to sit down today. We're actually going to stand up, I know. Come on, come on now, come on. You want to sit? Oh, trust me, you'll get some time to sit. Don't worry about that. Any other children with us this morning? Okay, I see a couple. Hello, friends. So this morning is a special Sunday in our church calendar. Not only is it social media Sunday, so it means everyone gets to play on Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully not. Today is also Reformation Sunday. What is Reformation Sunday? Today is the day we celebrate that a very, 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 very long time ago, some great people in the church decided that it wasn't just the pastors or the priests or those people who were in charge of the church that could understand God's word or the Bible. These people felt that all of God's people had a chance to to read the Bible for themselves, to understand, experience, and celebrate God's stories, all that we could all do that by ourselves or together when we gather. So this morning we are going to hear a Bible story, not once, not twice, but three different times. And each time we're going to hear it from someone else, and we're going to experience it in a new way. So we're going to read it this first time, but you guys are going to help me. Are you ready? Okay. So when I ask you to help participate, you're going to help me with this, right? Okay. So we're going to talk about a man named Bartimaeus who sat by the side of the road just outside the city. So we guess it. Yep. And he felt dusty ground. We just had fall cleanup, so this isn't too dusty. But let's feel it anyway. And the clump of grass or carpet. But Bartimaeus could not see it because Bartimaeus was blind. But Bartimaeus could smell, and he sniffed the air. You sniff the air with me? See, Bartimaeus could smell the donkeys, P.U., grazing nearby, P.U., even couldn't see them. Now, suddenly, Bartimaeus paid attention to a great crowd of people coming. And some people said, "Here comes Jesus! Here comes Jesus!" So Bartimaeus was listening. Can you help me with your listening ear? Show me your listening ear. "Jesus, please come help me," said Bartimaeus. And all the crowd said, "Shh, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Can you all show me? Can you show me be quiet? Shh." But Bartimaeus just got louder. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, come help me." And Jesus stopped walking. And he said, "Whoever is calling me, please come here. Can you guys show me? Come here. Come here." And then, are you ready for this? This is going to take me a little bit longer to get you. Ready? Bartimaeus sprang up. Okay, so you guys can spring up a little faster than me. Show me. Bartimaeus sprang up. And he threw off his cloak. If you guys want to throw off your choir robes, go right ahead. Go for it. Just throw them off. I mean, don't lose them, though. Mrs. White will want them back. All right, take them off. See? Perfect. Perfect. You guys are on this. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "Teacher, let me see again," said Bartimaeus. And right away, Bartimaeus could see, and he was so excited. "Can you show me?" Yay, so excited. Oh. This is why the Reformation happened, so we all could experience God's word together. Amen. Ready to hear the story two more times? Okay, no, yes and no. All right, mixed feelings. You all can go sit with your parents or caregivers, whoever is with you. Thank you for helping me with this word. Ready? All right. So this second reading of hearing the story of Bartimaeus, I would invite you, if you are comfortable, to close your eyes. To close your eyes and imagine with all of your senses the story of Bartimaeus. Every day, blind Bartimaeus would hold out his begging bowl as he sat by the side of the road near the town of Jericho. Bartimaeus knew this town well. When it was springtime, he could tell by the feel of the warm breeze and the scent of the harvested wheat and barley. When it was autumn, he could tell by the crisp chill of the air, by the smell of the herbs and grapes, and later the olives that farmers brought to market in their creaking carts. Bartimaeus knew everything that happened on that road. He heard the merchants in their booths hawking their fresh produce. He heard the buyers and sellers haggling over the price of every item, from the most expensive, elaborate tapestry to just a handful of lentils. He heard the bleating sheep and goats being herded into their stalls. He heard the children laughing and squealing and wiggling and jumping in delight as they ran and played with each other. Yes, Bartimaeus knew his town, but he longed to see what he could hear, smell, and feel. Now, Bartimaeus had heard stories of how Jesus could cure all kinds of illness. And Bartimaeus made up his mind that if ever Jesus came to Jericho, he would ask for his help. And then one day, Jesus came. Bartimaeus heard the noise of the great crowd and people coming along the road. He heard their whispering and laughing and excited voices. "What is it? What is it?" he called out. "Tell me, what can you see?" "Haven't you heard?" answered someone. "Jesus is passing this way. We're all watching for him. He's coming right now." Bartimaeus' heart began to beat faster. He could not see there was nothing wrong with his voice. Bartimaeus began to shout, "Jesus! Jesus of Nazareth, please help me, help me!" And now the crowd was surrounding Jesus. "Jesus! Jesus!" Bartimaeus raised his voice even louder. "Please be kind to me!" Many people around Bartimaeus sternly ordered him to be quiet. But Bartimaeus cried out even louder, "Jesus, be kind to me!" And then Bartimaeus heard one voice above everyone else. It was Jesus' voice. Bartimaeus stood up, stretched out his hands to feel his way to Jesus. And Jesus looked at Bartimaeus lovingly and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Oh, Jesus," said Bartimaeus, "you have the wisdom to open our eyes to many wonders of God's way. Please make my eyes see again." And then Bartimaeus felt Jesus' gentle hand on his eyelids. He heard Jesus say, "Your eyes may see because you believed." And Bartimaeus stood very still, hardly believing what was happening to him. He lifted his head, and the colors swirled all around. God's beautiful world was full of color. And then Bartimaeus saw Jesus. And Bartimaeus shouted and sang for joy. He could really see. And from that day on, Bartimaeus would follow Jesus. Bartimaeus would tell everyone about this wonderful miracle.
miracle.
And I would invite you to open your eyes now. And this time, to hear God's word come to you a third time in two different voices. Listen as the scripture is read by Nadia, and listen as the voice of Bartimaeus comes alive for us.
Jesus and his followers came into Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho, together with his disciples and a sizable crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, Timaeus' son, was sitting beside the road.
I sit beside the road, any road, your road. I sit because I cannot go anywhere. Maybe I have a disability. Maybe I have been paralyzed by fear. I cannot move. Maybe grief has worn me down. Maybe I've just been told so many times, "Sit down, Bartimaeus." "Not now, Bartimaeus." "Shh, be quiet, Bartimaeus." I feel like I can't do anything right. And no one has ever told me otherwise. But here I sit, waiting, hoping. Hoping for what? I don't always know.
When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was there, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, show me mercy."
I cry out. I've got nothing to lose, really. I cry out because of the pain, the anger, the frustration, the fear inside of me is simply too great. I cry out for myself and for those around me. "Jesus, wherever you are, hear me. Have mercy on me."
Many scolded him, telling him to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, show me mercy."
They try to shut me up. "Don't rock the boat. Wait your turn. Don't be so annoying. Why do you want special rights? Why can't you just accept things the way they are? It's not the right time to change. Everything is under control. You aren't worth the risk." Oh, I've heard all those things. And for a while, I stayed silent. But now, I cry out all the louder because I know I have a right. I am not afraid. I am not afraid, and I will be heard.
Jesus stopped and said, "Call him forward." They called the blind man. "Be encouraged. Get up. He's calling you."
Just when I thought there was no hope, someone said, "It's your turn. Dare to step forward. You will be heard. Jesus wants to talk to you. Jesus wants to listen to you. And Jesus is here for you."
Throwing his coat to the side, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Teacher, I want to see."
Jesus asked me, "What do you want me to do for you?" I want to say, "Everything." I want to say, "Just this one thing." I want to say, "But just listen to me. Just let me speak. Just let me be in your presence."
Jesus said, "Go. Your faith has healed you." At once he was able to see, and he began to follow Jesus on the way.
We follow Jesus because he has listened to us, and he still listens to us. He hears all the questions you don't have the answers to and doesn't offer empty cliches. Jesus knows we feel like we are limited by what we can't do, why we aren't, what we aren't good at, what the world says makes us not good enough, and tells us we are loved. We follow Jesus because we were hurting, and perhaps we still are. And perhaps because we will hurt again. Yet we know that Jesus cares in ways that reach deep into the soul and sets us free.
What a great joy it is to come together and to know that Jesus hears all of our voices, especially on this Reformation Sunday where we celebrate together. All our voices are just as important as another, and God hears those voices in song and prayers. I invite at this time anyone who has a prayer of joy, a prayer of concern, to lift those to God and to one another.
Todd Pym, just prayers to a very close family of ours. A friend of mine, Paul, lost his mom due to a stroke this past weekend. So prayers to the family and them as they go through this difficult time. Thank you.
Prayers for Paul's family as they grieve his loss.
Paula Sousa. I'm asking prayers for Hannah Walker. Hannah took a fall on Friday. She's pretty bruised up and spent some time in the hospital, but I think she's going to be okay.
Prayers for Hannah Walker and her family healing.
Lauren Henderberg. Prayers for Craig and his extended family, and especially for Evelyn. We lost Craig's aunt this week at age 52. It was sudden and very unexpected. We're struggling to heal and understand.
Prayers, Craig, for you and your family, everyone.
Cheryl, prayers for my Uncle Pete, who's having knee surgery tomorrow morning.
Prayers for his speedy recovery. And back there, over here. We'll go with Jenny.
Hi, Jenny Barley. Prayers for my friend, best friend, Bonnie, who's having open-heart surgery tomorrow.
Prayers for Bonnie and all and nurses in her surgery.
I ask for prayers for the family of a friend of mine, John Hanick, who passed away suddenly too at age 55. John was a great peacemaker. He and I were at the protest at the School of the Americas together, and John actually was sentenced to a federal penitentiary for having the audacity to cross the line at Fort Benning to ask for peace in the world. And John will be greatly missed by so many of us in this community because he worked tirelessly to bring peace.
Prayers for the prophetic witness of John and all that he lived in his ways of peace and justice in the world.
Ed Coons. I'd ask for prayers for Kathy and myself this coming week. Kathy's going to have some shoulder surgery, and that's going to be the easy part. She's got to live with my nursing skills, so...
Prayers for both of you.
Velta Rushan, this is a joy for JC and myself. Our daughter-in-law, Candice, was presented her dissertation for her doctorate on Monday, and she is officially a PhD.
Amen.
And they will be relocating to the Washington, D.C., area this coming weekend. So lots of things happening for the Roshans.
Prayers of joy for the Roshan family.
And JC, to follow, I would like to ask for prayers for the people of the Houston, Texas area as they've been flooded, and especially our loved one, our son Omar. I know the Tellers and also the Lenfron and with extended family members in the Houston area. Again, prayers for those people.
Prayers for all those folks being affected by the flooding. One more hand go up back there.
Anne-Marie Sim, I'd like you to all please give a warm welcome to Crystal and Jim and their daughter Lenora, who is 4 months. Aww. This is their second visit, so please give them a warm welcome.
Wonderful. Glad to have all three of you. All right, let us continue our time of prayer. Wondrous God, we know that many cry out for mercy, for healing, for support, and we know too well that there are many voices in our world that seek to quiet them, to tell them not to bother. Open our hearts, loving God, that we might notice all those who are hushed and pushed aside. Guide us to reach out to all and be drawn into your loving arms together. And this morning we hold in prayer all those who are in need of your care. For the African American churches and communities in St. Louis, whose churches were burned down by people motivated by hate. For all those in harm's way,
of the rain Hurricane Patricia will bring for all the congregations throughout the world, O God, celebrating this Reformation Sunday. May we continue to listen to your voice through all those on the margins of the world and be this church that you call us to be. In the name of your Son, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Now let us raise our hearts in joy for the thanksgiving in which God has entrusted us the abundance of this wonderful planet. May we continue to care for it and celebrate the ways that God entrusts that to our care. Let us receive our morning offering.
We know that you hear us, gracious God, and that in your love you answer us. You call people to freedom, to justice, and to new life. Take these gifts we offer, use them and us to further your work in our world, that we might do what we can to encourage freedom and justice and new life. Amen.
Our closing hymn we're going to sing two times through.
Thank you.
can be sung in a round. We might have to do that one of these Sundays. Something to look forward to. But for now, we go. We go with the love of God in each of our hearts, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hears all of our voices, and the courage of the Holy Spirit that keeps us listening now and always. Alleluia. Amen.
Some of the gentlemen talk about this one.